Hello and welcome. This is Snigdha Srilakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Percy agrees to go with Grover. Grover and Percy board the same bus and while on the journey, Grover gives him an address to reach to if he needs any help. Percy feels embarrassed knowing that Grover is rich. Suddenly, the bus breaks down and everyone has to get off. There was a lot of smoke coming from the engine. Percy saw three ugly ladies, old ladies, knitting a pair of the largest blue socks he had ever seen. And one takes a scissors and cuts the piece of yarn. And what seemed to worry Percy was that the three of them were staring at him. Grover seemed to notice that too. He asks Percy to get inside, but he didn't listen. Then, after a few minutes, the bus driver asks all of them to be aboard. Grover asks Percy what he saw, and when he replied that he saw the old lady snipping the yarn, Grover grows terrified. When they got at their station, Percy ditched Grover. He knew he wasn't supposed to do that. But something of Grover's behavior was starting to freak Percy out. He took a cab and went home to his apartment in Manhattan. And as usual, he sees Gabe, who he nicknamed Smelly Gabe. He asks him money without even saying a hello to Percy. Percy does not obey at first, but is forced. He went to his room, which was full of Gabe's junk, and his mother comes. And suddenly, Percy feels all the negatives go away. He is greeted by his mother's warm hug. Then they start chatting away about Percy and how his school has been. Percy tells her all the wonderful things at his school and he'd miss Grover and also Mr. Brunner. But he does not tell about Mrs. Dodds to his mother because he does not want her worrying about him. He also apologizes to his mother for being kicked out of his school. But Sally didn't have time for that. All she cared was about her boy who had come home. And she was happy with his company. That's all for today, and let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, this is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.